Uganda's real estate industry has been growing steadily in recent years, with more and more investors looking to tap into the country's vibrant property market. However, like any industry, there are both good and bad aspects to Uganda's real estate market, and some practices can even be considered ugly. The good, a growing industry. One of the positives of Uganda's real estate industry is that it is growing at a steady pace. According to the World Bank, the country's GDP growth rate was 6.5% in 2019, which is expected to continue in the coming years. This growth has had a positive impact on the real estate industry, with more and more investors entering the market to take advantage of the opportunities. Another positive is that Uganda's real estate market is relatively untapped, with vast tracts of land available for development. This presents an excellent opportunity for investors looking to invest in the industry. Additionally, the country has a growing middle class, which is driving demand for residential and commercial properties. The bad, lack of regulation. One of the negative aspects of Uganda's real estate industry is the lack of regulation. The industry is largely unregulated, which means that there are no clear rules or guidelines to protect investors and buyers. This has led to some unscrupulous individuals taking advantage of unsuspecting investors by selling them substandard or non-existent properties. Additionally, the lack of regulation has led to land grabbing, where powerful individuals or groups take land that rightfully belongs to others. This is particularly common in rural areas, where poor farmers and other vulnerable individuals are often the victims. The ugly, corruption and fraud. Corruption is perhaps the ugliest aspect of Uganda's real estate industry. The country has a reputation for corruption, and the real estate industry is no exception. Corrupt individuals have been known to take advantage of the lack of regulation to engage in fraudulent practices. For example, corrupt officials have been known to issue fake land titles, which are then used to sell non-existent properties to unsuspecting investors. Additionally, corrupt officials often take bribes to fast-track building approvals or overlook building code violations. Conclusion. In conclusion, Uganda's real estate industry is a mixed bag of good, bad, and ugly. While the industry presents excellent opportunities for investors, the lack of regulation and corruption pose significant risks. It is up to the government and industry players to take action to address these issues and ensure that the industry grows in a sustainable and ethical manner. Only then can the full potential of Uganda's real estate market be realized, to the benefit of all stakeholders involved.